Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to New Heights Educational Group Show on Education. I'm your host, Sadia Ajaz, with some special guests, Charlie Myers, State Director of Ohio's YMCA Youth and Development, and Pamela Clark, the Founder and Director of New Heights. Thank you both for joining me today. Also, to call
thank
in
you.
During the show, sorry, the voices are kind of cutting off. Call in during the show anytime for questions or just to join the discussion. You can call at 347-633-9225. Also, to contact New Heights directly anytime, you can email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or you can call us at 419-786-0247. Our website is www.newheightseducation.org. Although before we get started, I wanted to let all homeschool, charter, and public school families know that enrichment day classes starting in September or October aren't starting in September or October. Also, classes will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Please note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. Also, if you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please contact us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or visit our website at www.newheightseducation.org. Also, we are in need of a volunteer with a background check required to oversee these activities. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. Classes that may be offered this year include culinary, history, people-to-people, and art, but fresh ideas are always welcome. So the next information was also shared in our August newsletter. If you'd like to sign up to receive our newsletter, please email us. So the People's Choice Award, because of our recent win as Company of the Year, nonprofit or government organization, silver winner of Stevie International Business Awards this year in the International Business Awards, we were automatically added under the People's Choice Award. Anyone that wants to show their support can visit our webpage and vote for the People's Choice Stevie Awards for Favorite Companies, which is now open for voting under Nonprofit and Government. Choose the New Heights Educational Group. Voting concludes on September 13th. So today we will be talking about youth and government with Charlie Myers. And so my first question for you, Mr. Myers, is what is the Youth in Government program?
The Ohio Youth and Government Program is a three-day learning conference in which students participate directly in the simulation of the democratic process. They act as senators, representatives. While they're acting as those, they write bills, debate them, and actually vote on that student legislation in the State House in Columbus every April. They also can act as lobbyists or members of the media or the press. And when they're on that process, they're engaging in a wide variety of activities throughout the weekend. They're there participating in the democratic process. We also elect our governor, our Speaker of the House, and President of the Senate every year, a year ahead of time, so then the students are able to train and prepare for the conference because it is a student-led conference throughout the weekend.
Oh, okay. And how can students get involved in this program?
So students are able to get involved in this program by contacting me directly or contacting their local YMCA if there's one in their community. I'll give my contact information at the end of the show, but all it takes is a student and an adult willing to work with even just one student to prepare them for the April conference. Throughout the school year, they kind of work on developing the written legislation and practice debating and giving opening statements to prepare for their April conference.
Okay, and is it only in Ohio? And if not, then what other places is the program located at?
No, this program is a national program that's offered in 38 states, currently 38 states. Some of those states are all the states around Ohio has the program. We have the program also in California, Colorado, Kansas, Florida. The majority of the states around have the program out there. You'll see the name is YMCA Youth in Government, along with YMCA Youth and Government. Some states have and, other states have and, but they're all the same program ran by the YMCA.
Okay, and is there a fee to join?
Each state has a fee to join to participate in the April event. Ohio's fee is $250, and that includes their lodging while they're in Columbus and downtown at the Renaissance, their lunch, both lunches during the lunchtime, along with their breakfast meals that they have there. This year we're incorporating lunch with the actual legislature, so all the senators and representatives from Ohio will be invited to attend lunch with the 400 students that will be at the conference in April.
Yes.
And does the fee vary between locations of where the programs are at?
Yes. Each state sets their own fee, so it depends on what they have at that program. Some states are a little longer, so they have an extra night stay, so the fee might be a little more. Other states might actually only be a two-day conference, so the fee might be a little less. We've kept our fee right around the $250 mark for a while, and that's probably where it'll stay. We just continue to get more donations from some donors and grants to kind of help subsidize some of the other fees and stuff like that we have to keep that fee a little more affordable for the students.
Okay, and Pamela, were you saying something earlier?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I know that the girl that was part of New Heights that participated before, she did some fundraising through us and some of the other organizations she volunteered with in the community and stuff. And I know that she every year would get her fee completely covered by, you know, those organizations helping with the fundraising or whatever. So, you know, that's something for a family to think about too.
Yes, and the majority of our students fundraise or ask for donations from individuals, so they're not paying that $250 themselves. And actually, a lot of local wives, when they connect to their local YMCAs, assist with those funds also. And as a state program, if there's a student that can't afford it, as long as we kind of know and we'll work with them, to come up with a solution that allows them to participate in the program, because we don't want any student not to participate in the program if they just can't afford the program. We want everyone to have the opportunity to attend the program.
Right.
Okay. What age can they start? What age can they join in at? Is there a certain age?
Yeah, the Ohio program is a 8th through 12th grade program currently. If there is a few 7th graders out there that school districts and stuff like that feel that would be beneficial to this because they're a little mature and they're okay with them being with the high school students, we do allow them to participate. We just ask that individual to talk to us prior to signing them up. So we gear 8th through 12th currently. With the plan as we grow is we will create a middle school program also.
I see. And how can a school organization or community get a program started
All they need to do is they just need to contact me is the best way, or contact their local YMCA if they have one nearby. They can contact me at my contact information is on the website, which is www.ohioymcayig.org, or they can use my phone number, which is 419-632-1000, and I'll be glad to schedule a time to either just do a conference call with them or even visit them at their home, school, community center to start the program up this year for them.
And this is open for any child of any school background, correct?
Correct. This is open to homeschool students, students that are in charter schools, online schools, traditional schools. It's open to anyone and everyone throughout the state. And even though it says YMCA Youth in Government, they do not need to be a YMCA member to participate in the program. Actually, probably the majority of our students are not YMCA members that participate in this program.
Right.
What are you saying, Hannah?
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, okay. How does this benefit students, and why should they join this program?
Some of the benefits that we've seen over the years for the students is just the ability to go to the State House and sit inside the State House chambers, to sit where their elected officials are. Not many students get that opportunity to sit in those chairs and sit in those that chamber. They get to walk in and see it, but they don't actually get to participate in and sit in those chambers. While they're there, they're actually a lot of our students will open up a lot more than they ever have after their first year. They might be a little afraid to public speak in front of a group of 100 students, but once they're there, everyone makes them so comfortable that they're willing to get up and speak on any topic. Students are very passionate about some of their legislative ideas that they come up with, and they try to push as much as possible to get it past the student legislation. Students write legislation. Sometimes the bills they write become real law in the state of Ohio and other states throughout the U.S. Some of those that started out in youth and government are the white lines on the side of the highway. Students wrote about that and thought it would be a great way to have where you can see the edge of the road. About 10, 15 years after the students wrote it, it became a real law. Another real large topic was the voting age, from age 21 to 18. The youth started writing about it, and then it became a real law eventually. The most unique one, if anyone remembers the old school refrigerators or freezers, it would actually lock when they latched. They had a lock system.
Yeah.
On. Commercial freezers are still that way. It's a law that if you take your refrigerator outside to be picked up by your trash, you're supposed to remove the door, even though they're magnetic now. But back in the 50s and 60s, children were actually playing in the refrigerators, and there was a few deaths because they got stuck in the refrigerator because it locked. The students, the youth of Ohio, started writing legislation about removing those doors, and that is a law that's on the books now.
I know from our
that's interesting.
Girl that was...
Also, during the program, do students also learn... Yes?
Sorry. Oh. There's always this delay between us, so we don't always hear each other right when we're talking. There's a pause. I just wanted to say, too, that the girl that was participating from New Heights, she had written a law or lobbied or whatever for the homeschoolers to participate in, like, the public sports and everything. Now, I know that that was already being discussed, but I don't know if what she had done had any influence on that, but I know that she had talked about it. And I know I had another friend that actually was political, and she had talked about it many times with Lynn Watchman also. And now that's a law here in Ohio that homeschoolers can participate in public school sports and other things. Do you know anything about that one?
Yeah, we send actually all of our student legislation that the students write, we send all to the representatives and senators so they can actually see what the students are thinking. And I think sometimes some of the new laws come from some of those student-written legislation, such as the one you just mentioned. And just kind of mention, Representative Watchman is actually our chair this year. So he's from your area, and he's our chairman for the program this year. And we're hoping to get some students from that area involved and have a large delegation, just since Representative Watchman's there, and we'd love to see more students from that area of Ohio.
Right.
Okay. And lastly, sorry to cut off, Pamela. It's like cutting off our voices. It's a delay. Do you have any contact info that you would like to share with us?
Yes, they can visit the website once again, which is ohioymcayig.org, or they can call my cell at 419-632-1000, and I'll be glad to schedule a time to meet in person or just have a conference call or a phone conversation with everyone.
You have a Facebook page too, right?
Yes, there is a Facebook page if they would like to look us up. It's Ohio YMCA Youth and Government, all spelled out. There's a picture, I believe, of our officers that were just newly elected as our profile picture, so you'll know who we are. And then if you are from another state outside of Ohio, just Google that state, Youth and Government, Youth and Government, and I'm sure you'll find their program in that state also.
Okay. Thank you so much for Pamela and Charlie Myers for joining me today. It was a great pleasure to having you here.
I thank you, and I look forward to working with all the students throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. And our next show for next week will be advice for homeschool students and parents. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next time.